Good evening, everyone. I just want to start out by saying, first of all, that I've come before the church before. I've made professions of Christ before. And tonight I can finally come up here and say before everyone here that I am finally with the Spirit of God. And I am rejoicing in that, and I'm very thrilled about that. To start off, before I knew Christ, I lived my life for self. It has always been about self. I believe that you could basically get to heaven, like I was always told, that if you simply believe in God, were a nice person, did the right thing, lived a moral life, that would get you into heaven. 7 years ago, I came to Tabernacle Church. I began some thought and question whether or not I actually was in the faith. Before I was married, I made several professions of faith, but I had no idea of what I was actually professing to. After I thought, if I did certain things, like I said, of faith, still based in a fact, if I tried hard enough to do the right thing, I was going to be saved. It wasn't until Christmas Eve, when we were with Gary Johnson, that I realized I was not prepared. My life, I realized, was not what it should be. I realized that I had not really repented of my sins. Watching Gary die and knowing that he was a true Christian made me realize that I needed to stop trying to do good deeds in order to get to heaven. I realized that I was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could do to get to heaven when my time came, except to repent and put everything I had come to know aside and put my faith and trust in Christ. So that morning when we returned home, I got down on my knees and I prayed to God that he would come into my life and save me. Since that morning, my goal is to grow into Christ. I pray that God will use me to lead others to him. I just want to end this with a word of God that has been special in my growth, and that is Acts 26:18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen.